Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Ethereal Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Joyner. I'm your host for the show. Today, we are live from Central Park in New York City, and we are here to celebrate the New York City Fest. Yes, it's a gospel festival, and right now, if you're listening to the background, what is happening is the introduction and some of the city people like Cuomo is here doing a presentation or a speech, and he welcomed everyone to the City Fest. And he also called everyone brothers and sisters. That was a high point of the speech. And it's more like a gospel festival, and so, but it's upbeat with a lot of energetic singers. They have, you know, an awesome stage here with a lot of beautiful lights. They're all genres of gospel, and then there's also all types of people doing the gospel music. They have K-Love here, which is 106.9, and this is a radio station from Philadelphia and Hartford, and if you want to know about their app, you can download the app at klove.com/app, or text APPS to 21974, and there you can find all about K-Love Radio, and they are available on Facebook, Twitter, and also it looks like Flickr. And there are praises and prayers, encouraging positivity. In the 96.7 is the New York station as well. And so they're here to take in the show as well. They have a test pitched. There's information. They have a game where you racing game going on here. And then there's also a counselor's division or tent where you can pick up your T-shirt with the oranges is the call for the day. And they have all types of paraphernalia and everything there. They're doing a prayer now. And, you know, you have to raise your right hand. And so that's what we're listening to here, the prayer. So I'm just going to pause for a minute so we can listen to the prayer.
May give him the courage of David, the wisdom of Solomon, and the fortitude of Esther. May you guide the mayor as he seeks to serve all people, Christian, non-Christian, affluent and economically challenged, English speaking, and all of the hundreds of languages that are spoken here in New York. Give him the heart of a servant and the mind of an administrator. God, we pray for the entire city of New York and all the men and women in public service, whether they are NYPD, whether they are New York's Fire Department, EMT, may they see the love of Christ in the church, and may they see the church as an ally, as a healer, as a restorer, as a reconciler, as a transformer, as a sister of their head.
My name is Sarah Jarnia. You're at Ethereal Parent on Blog Talk Radio in New York City. It's a gospel question. We are all listening to a prayer that is a blessing for the show tonight. It seems sort of like a mission. Halfway through the show, there's more to come.
And God, in Jesus' name, we know that it is not lost on us that as we work those, so go the cities of the world. So lift this up. Lift up City Fest as an example to cities from Sao Paulo to Seoul, from Los Angeles to Orlando, that the Christian church is here to serve, is here to heal, is here to forgive, is here to restore. And may this day, on the 11th of July, 2015, may you lift up the standard of Christ's love for New York City. We pray all these things in the name that is above every name, the name of the lily of the valley, the rose of Sharon, the bright and morning star, the desire of all the ages, Jesus. Amen.
So that concludes the prayer. And we wanted to say, I think that was Mayor de Blasio.
And would you put your hands together for Mayor Bill de Blasio and the great city of New York?
Here we have our correction. And so they all have a banner here in our backpack. We can change a life into the world vision. So www.worldvision.org/kids. They have Grateful, which is www.grateful.org. And then a banner throughout. There's a healthy crowd. And some of the God bless America. More. So everything is set up, and then we're standing out here at Central Park, and there's light cameras in action, and we're just enjoying the presentation of a flag while they're singing God Bless America. And for more information, go to www.cityfest.com or to go to Central Park, Park and Recreation, and find out their calendar information there. So we have several different versions of God Bless America. So this is the second one. And this is a campaign with a slogan that says, "Good to be in the city." They have all types of black screens around so that you can watch the presentation in any section of the park. So that if you wanted to sit on your blanket or sit on the grass, there's like a northern section with black screens, and then there are some sections in the southern region where you can watch black screens, and the crowd can kind of, you know, divide it on itself and look at the show from in the back of the park. So it's awesome, you know, in the heat without having to breathe here. The other concert, and I came right here, and I said, wow, I have a pamphlet. And I didn't read the fine print. It says, plenty of people got lost. And that people were, you know, wise enough to allow them to come through the gate on the pamphlet of post. So they made a fresh call in the free contract. So I didn't have to pay anything because everyone got it free. But you need to have your, you know, to account, you know, and do all of the calculations about, you know, when your name on the ticket and everything. But because I didn't see that fine print and I signed the pocket, and they allowed me to come into the concert today. So it's a four o'clock in the summertime. I might be around and we'll talk about it, and then I'm going to go in. And I'm going to have some dinner probably at McDonald's. And then I'm going to go in, and that will complete my
life.
So it'll be a nice
day
for a nice Christmas
concert. And on the
campaign,
it's good news in this city. It's good news, am I right? God's people are together, and here we are together. This is good news,
now
am I right? My name is Andrew Palau, and I'm the third of four boys to the Weeks at Half Palau. And it is our family's great privilege to have been invited by those many hundreds of churches to serve alongside you in this great effort, New York City Surf and New York City Fest. You've been hearing about it, you've been living in it, and this is that great finale. It will take us into the next phase, which is the rest of our lives. And I want to encourage you about the message that my dad is going to bring in a moment. And that's what I'm here to do, is just, Dad will come later, but I want to ask every single one of you, all the way in the back, on the side, even if you're outside. I want to commend to you the message that Dad will bring. And I want to ask you even now that you might turn your heart in this moment to the living God. Because
we're here in the story of Daniel on Block Talk Radio, and we're at Summerfest in Central Park, and it's a gospel festival, and we'll receive
a presentation by Life Center now, and he's given us a blessing where your heart was open, and if you've never opened your heart to God, that's why we that hoping and praying that you would come, that you might turn your heart even now to the living God and say, God, if you're real, I want to know. I can see you that you've made a difference in the lives of so many people, but what about me? Is there hope for me? What is my purpose? You may have a thousand questions, and God longs to answer those questions. He longs to meet your needs and to help you to discover and to live in the purpose for which He created you. And so the way to begin that is just to engage with Him personally. Just you turn your heart to Him and say, God, speak to me. I want to hear your voice. And as Dad comes,
he's going to
open up the Word of God.
And there's an awesome view, and there's a view of the flag atop the Belvedere Castle, and then there's a beautiful New York skyline where we're situated here in the park.
And
we're
doing
that thing here on a very appearance, and we're at the New York Fest, City Fest. And
How awesome his work on man's behalf, and it's great to come together to see the awesome work that God has done in New York City. How awesome his work on your behalf. And you know, the message that Dad will share is radical and it's life-changing. I heard that message growing up all my life. For 27 years, I was born and raised in a great Christian home. Luis Palau, that's my boss. He's a great guy. He's got issues, right? He's just a normal guy. We got issues in our family, but my parents were wonderful to me and my three brothers, and they were faithful to us. Dan and Mom really practiced what they preached. I had a great church. I didn't see a lot of hypocrisy there. I didn't suffer any abuses in my growing up here. I had every privilege and every blessing that the world has to offer. But I'm ashamed to tell you that from the youngest of ages, I turned my back on the way of God and the things of God and the way of my family, and I just loved to party. I just had a rebellious heart, and I just was very selfish and self-serving for all of the years growing up. From the earliest decisions I made terrible decisions. I was such a ridiculous guy, foolish, and even when I was little, I would sneak out of the house and run around with my friends and steal liquor out of our neighbors' garages and out of their liquor cabinets, and marijuana is the number one cash crop in the state of Oregon, so we could get a bag of dope anywhere, and I just built my foundation for life on these foolish things. And I went all that way through high school. I went up to the university, and outside of the constraints of my home, it affected me in so many wonderful ways. I just went downhill very fast and seeped into my life all of the other garbage of the world, all the other drugs, and all the relationships that go along with that lifestyle that are so shameful, so painful, and, you know, so common, right? I'm not telling you anything completely outlandish. I mean, this is everything that the world pushes in our face and says, go for it. That's living. You want to live it up, then live it up.
Michelle, I apologize for making that big scene that made you over this shoe. I think this is a good time to ask
you. Through the university, I graduated, moved out to Boston to work my way up the corporate ladder. And I just began to realize in that time, you know, everything that I've done for fun,
I'm not going to.